What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "The Days of Rouge V Are Long Gone and They're Not Coming Back." Now, for those of you who don't know or may know, Rouge V was a major PUA in the 90s, early 2000s, and now all of a sudden he found Jesus and he's now a Christian evangelist. So Rouge V, he was a major PUA. In fact, he is the founder of the Return of Kings, which is now defunct because all of a sudden he found Jesus. Now, Rouge V, he was traveling all over the world and he was picking up girls from nightclubs, bars, pubs, having very much high success with sleeping around. Now, those days are long gone and they're not gonna come back. And in this video, I'm gonna tell you exactly why. As you guys know, I'm in San Cristobal, in the southern state of Chiapas, here in Mexico. The community I'm in, this is a small city. We have a lot of expats here. In fact, the video before I upload this, so there's a video I just uploaded recently. I have a lot of videos up there that I need that are in a queue to be uploaded. But there's a video that I uploaded called JBW is not working in San Cristobal. For those of you who don't know, JBW stands for Just Be White. So a lot of white guys come to like a third world and poverty stricken, it's not a shithole here, to be honest with you guys. I mean, it's kind of nice, but then again, I didn't go to a hospital. I didn't deal with the government. So from a perspective as a Westerner who just wants internet, a place to live, and, you know, go buy some food, it's pretty decent. So there's a lot of white guys over here, and most of them are from Europe. Most of them are tall. In fact, I met like a Chad Light at the gym today. He was actually taller than I am. I'm bona fide 6'3", so he had to be 6'5", tall, blue eye, blonde, white, and guess what? The girls were not checking him out. So for you guys out there who think that, you know, JBW is gonna get you laid, probably you have to rethink that. I mean, I'm sure JBW can still work with some woman out there, but for the most part, guys, I think white men have lost their allure overseas. But that's not the point of the video. The point of this video, guys, is that women nowadays, because of social media, okay? Because of social media, women have a lot of options, okay? Not only do they have a lot of options, but women are addicted to attention. You guys out there, you know, because you're not, as a guy, you're not a woman. But you need to understand, attention is the single most valuable thing to a woman. So what a lot of women are doing nowadays is that because of the amount of attention, the amount of men they get, they really don't go to the club, to the pub, to the bar to get dicked down anymore. Because, you know, they have Chad and Tyrone. Or in the case of Mexico, that's how you pronounce Mexico, Mexico. In the case of Mexico here, they have Miguel. They have these guys on speed dial. So there's really no need to go to the club, the bar, the pub, and look for an alpha male. Also at the same time is that women like having beta males to be their dancing monkey. And like Red Pill Mary said on MGTOW TV, attention, time, and money. You see, Chad, Tyrone, and Miguel, they're not gonna be a woman's ATM. They're not gonna hang out with her. They're not gonna validate her. Their job is to blow out her back, ejaculate, and evacuate. That's the job of Chad, Tyrone, and Miguel. So what ends up happening in this case is that a lot of women, they end up getting with the beta male. Now, the thing you guys need to understand in 2022, there's no such thing as relationships anymore. Let me say that one more time. There's no such thing as relationships anymore in 2022. As far as the women out there are concerned, they're feral animals. In fact, the media coined the term feral girl summer. A feral animal, as you guys should know, is an animal that does whatever the F it wants, okay? So modern day women out there, guys, they're out there, they're doing whatever they want, sleep with whoever they want, hang out with whoever they want. there's no such thing as an item. We're not an item, we're not a couple, we're not in a relationship, we're just hooking up and having fun, like Coach Corey Wayne would actually say. And I know Corey Wayne is not really pro MGTOW, but he does make some good content. I have his channel, you know, mirrored here on MGTOW TV for a reason. He does have good content, even though he probably doesn't like MGTOW that much. But anyways, the point that I wanted to get across to you guys is that women are seeking the safe route when they go out, okay? When a woman goes out, she's going to go out with the beta male. Why? Because the beta male is familiar to her. He is the safe bet, you know. She knows he's not going to take advantage of her, that he's not going to do anything where he's not going to rape her, he's not going to take advantage of her, stuff like that. And in a way, you can't really blame a woman, and I'm going to tell you why. As somebody who drove a cab in LA 13 years ago, look, I've known guys who would get women drunk at the nightclub, at the pub, then they would whisk them out, put them in, take them in the back of my cab, and, you know, take them home, have their way with them. The girl pretty much is already passed out or next to being passed out. And then an hour later, the dude would call me up and be like, yo, man, come over here and take this girl. And he'd give me like $20 and say, hey, man, that's her address, man. Just take her there. And the girl would be passed out. You know, sometimes she'd have like cum going down her thighs. I've seen that hundreds of times. So I really can't blame women for getting with the beta male, because again, the beta male, he's going to be the safe, familiar bet for her. Now, the problem in this case is that women are not attracted to beta males. In fact, women are repulsed by beta males. For example, today I was at the pub. The image I have for the the thumbnail I have for this video is actually from the pub, not the pub, it was a nightclub I was at, right? The nightclub is called Laurent, L-A-U-R-E-N-T. You can type in Laurent San Cristobal. It's a decent nightclub. I went in there, I got Heineken Zero, you know, with tip and everything. It cost me like a little bit over $3. I mean, $3 to be in a nightclub, that's pretty much nothing, you know? And because I'm a Westerner, they let me in, no questions asked, no cover charge. So that's good. So there was this, I don't want to call them a couple, because again, women today are feral, right? They sleep with multiple men, they go out with multiple men, they hug and kiss multiple men. I mean, yesterday I was walking down the street here at night, and there was a girl holding the hands of two guys. You know, she's holding this guy's hand, she's holding that guy's hands. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, who's fucking her, you know? So this is how women are in 2022. They don't want to be a couple, they don't want to be an item, they don't want to have a relationship. They just want to be feral animals out there doing whatever the F they want. And, you know, at any time, a woman can hit the eject button and ghost you, and that's it, you know, she moves on. So this is why women out there have no problem going with a beta male. Because, you know, I've been scratching my head. Yeah, and I'm sure, I'm sure a lot of you guys out there are the same thing. You're scratching your head going, I don't get it. He's a beta male. He's a soy boy. You're hotter than him. Why are you out with this dude? It's because no strings attached, you know. They're out. They're going to have fun. He's going to get her, he's going to buy her alcohol, he's going to be her dancing monkey. You know, when I was at the club, you know, There were, you know, girls with soy boys, a lot hotter than the soy boys, and, you know, they were dancing, and the soy boy was there dancing with them, you know, buying them alcohol. So she's out there having a good time. I mean, no strings attached. So she has nothing to lose. I mean, think about it from a girl's perspective. I'm going out with a guy. He's going to pay for everything. He's going to entertain me. I mean, what's the other option? You know, sit at home and do nothing and wait for Chad to blow out my, or in their case, Miguel, wait for Miguel to blow out my back and then feel like a piece of shit because, you know, Miguel just ejaculates and evacuates. Or I can go out with this guy who's going to treat me like a queen, and I'm going to feel good about, and I'm going to feel good about myself. So this is why I have come to the conclusion that women out there are purposely seeking these beta male soy boy types for the simple fact that they're not in a relationship with them. At any point, they can have multiple different dudes. At any point, they can end, you know, the again, it's not a relationship. I don't know what to call it, to be honest. Situationship. That's what they're calling it today, okay? That, you know, special shout out to Taylor the Fiend, you know? Women don't say we are in a relationship. Modern women say they're in a situationship. Why? Because relationship means you're actually having a relationship with another person. A situationship simply means, you know, you're in a situation. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Women do not want to be in relationships. Let me repeat that one more time. Women do not want to be in a relationship in 2022. Get that out of your mind. You know, they either want to be fucked by Chad, Tyrone, and Miguel, or go out with a beta male, you know. And then when a girl, you know, gets a little bit older, she will get with the oofy doofy because, you know, she needs somebody who's gonna worship her, pay the bills, and at the same time be totally oblivious to the fact that she's fucking other guys. And, you know, if she wants, she can cuck him and he's gonna be totally okay with it. You know, that's the point of the oofy doofy. So when I was at the club a couple hours ago, there was this girl with a soy boy. Now, the soy boy was one of those guys who had an earring. He had one of those big feminist glasses. So that's a soy boy. You know, granted, he was tall. He wasn't, you know, me tall. He was probably like 5'10", 5'11". Guys, you need to remember something here. We are on the border with Guatemala. People here are fucking short, man. Do you guys have any idea how many times I've actually hit my head walking around here? Because, you know, the ceiling and everything is made for people who are like fucking 5'2", 5'3". And here I am, 6'3", man. I was at the club, before the club, you know. Before the club, I was at Cafe Revolution, you know, getting my hot chocolate. By the way, guys, the hot chocolate cacao here in San Cristobal is the best. I'm telling you guys. You take one sip from it, you're like, if I die now, I'm gonna die happy. And it's so, they're cheap. It's only like $2, okay? So, I was at Cafe Revolution. I just had my drink of, you know, the cacao. I loved it. It was amazing. And I stand up, man, and boom, I hit my head against the beam, man. I was about ready to fucking, you know, fall over, you know, faint, you know. But, yeah, man, luckily my hair saved me. But like I was saying, man, everybody around here is pretty much 5'2", 5'3", outside of the expats, okay? So this soy boy, he's a little bit on the tall side, like 5'8", 5'9". But again, earring, feminist glasses. He looked like a male feminist, for you know. And he was with a girl, and the girl herself wasn't all that good looking. She was more on the indigenous side than on the mestizo. You know, mestizos are indigenous people mixed with Europeans. You know, the indigenous people are the people that, you know, we didn't kill when we came here. So she was more of the indigenous looking type. You know, the body wasn't bad, but the face, you know. So the guy was, you know, hotter than her, but nevertheless, he was still a soy boy. So this girl, she was like kissing him. Then she would stop, look around, and just give a sour face, like, then she would turn around and she would kiss him again. By that time, she had some alcohol going into her system, and it was as if this girl was trying to fall in love with the beta, with the soy boy. Let me say that again. It was as if this girl was trying to fall in love with the soy boy. Now, as we all know, special thanks to RPM for pointing this out in an article that he covered several months ago. It's official, women are more alcoholics than men. And this is my personal opinion, and you guys out there can, not agree with it, but I think the reason why women are becoming more alcoholic than men, it's because the women are trying to fall in love with the beta male. You see, the beta male, the soy boy, he makes that pussy drier than the Sahara Desert, like Coach Craig Adam would say. But because the soy boy, the beta male, the oofy doofy, because they are the safe, familiar bet, these women are forcing themselves to get drunk so they can fall in love with these guys, which is pretty damn sad if you think about it. But this is where we are in 2022, guys. Women don't want a relationship. They want to be in a situationship. They'll never ever lock down Chad, Tyrone, and Miguel. And at the same time, they want to be treated like queens, so they will go out with guys who they're not interested in like that, and they'll just consume alcohol one glass after another, hoping that, they might fall in love with the beta male / soy boy, just like they say, men drink their problems away, right? Men drink their problem away. I mean, when you're a man and you drink your problems away, you really don't get rid of the problems. You just get rid of the thought of the problems because you're drunk at the moment. So this is what a lot of these girls do. She's repulsed by the beta male, but at the same time, if she gets drunk enough, so what if he makes out with her? So what if he grabs her breasts, See, this is why in America, there's so many Me Too allegations out there, because the woman is drunk, then she realizes, this beta male who makes that pussy drier than the Sahara, grabbed her breast, made out with her, and she's like, rape. I made a video the other day telling you guys alcohol is your best friend if you want to get laid. Now, of course, it's haram to get people drunk. It's illegal to take advantage of drunk people, but this is where we are. Guys, I don't write the rules, okay? This is where we are in 2022. Outside of Chad, Tyrone, Miguel, and the murderer / criminal, the only way you can get a girl to make out with you is to fucking get her drunk. That's just how it is in 2022, okay? Now, the $1 trillion question that has to be asked. Since these girls come with beta males and soy boys to the club, to the bar, to the pub, they're not open for some random guy to go out and take his shot at them, because they're there with the beta male to be their anchor, You know how in the past, when girls go out, there's usually like one fat girl who like is the anchor, and she turns away all the guys because, she gets jealous. Well, now these women, they have a beta male / soy boy who is there to be like her anchor to keep guys away from her. And again, to a certain degree, I cannot blame women, because again, as a cab driver, I know for an absolute fact there are guys out there who will get a woman drunk and take advantage of her. And let's be honest, no woman wants to be taken advantage of, and no person wants to be taken advantage of. So this is why when these women go to the bar, the pub, the nightclub, they have the beta male and the soy boy with them to protect them from, predatory guys. So the trillion dollar question that you and I have to ask ourselves is, well, how do we, Mr. Average looking dude, how do we get with women if the bar, club, pub scene is no longer effective for us anymore? Well, the answer to it is you have to go through some social gatherings. Like, for example, There's a lot of salsa dance classes around pretty much every Mexican city you'll ever go to. Now, I'm not a dancer. I'm not going to be a dancing monkey. I'm not going to do fucking salsa. So, in my case, I can probably go to a Spanish learning class. In fact, I might even go to a Spanish learning class. You see, you as a man, you have to put yourself in social situations where you can get to know women. Now, what I'm saying is known as beta male strategies. Let me say that one more time, okay? For you to go out and know women through social functioning, through social functions such as salsa dancing, learning a different language, stuff like that, hiking, maybe going up on a trip or something. That's beta male strategies, okay? Now, the question you guys are asking yourself is, Amr, we don't want to be a beta bucks deluxe. Look, I get it. What you guys want to do is you want to be the best of the worst. Okay? When it comes to dealing with beta males and soy boys and shit like that, you, by implementing beta male strategies, you must be the best of the worst. Okay? When I worked with a United Taxi in, back in LA, United Taxi was known as the best of the worst. And in that market, that was actually something to be proud of if you're known as the best of the worst. Now, as a red pill man, as a MGTOW man, you're not a fucking soy boy, you're not an oofy doofy, you're not a beta bucks deluxe, So that gives you a leg up on your competition. Because they are totally unaware of female nature, and at the same time, they are impervious to what these women want or what these women are doing. So, for you and me to get with the modern woman, going to the bar, going to, the days of women going to the pub bar slash nightclub to get dick down, those days are over, guys. Okay, those days are over. They're not coming back, okay? So right now, you and me, we can't beat Chad, we cannot beat Tyrone, we cannot beat Miguel, and we definitely don't want to beat the murderer slash criminal, but we can beat the oofy doofy, we can beat the soy boy, we can beat the beta bucks deluxe. We just have to play on their playing field. That's really the key. If you want to get with women in the modern day today. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much my video for you. The days of PUA, running up to a girl from behind her and saying, "Hey, my name is so and so. I think you're beautiful. What's your WhatsApp number?" Those days are over, guys. I know a lot of PUAs out there, they still try to sell you game. Look, women don't like to have PUAs run game on them because they know that these guys want pussy at the end of the day. Chad, Tyrone, Miguel, they're all about pussy, okay? You know it, they know it, the whole world knows it, okay? But the PUA is gonna be like, "Oh, baby, you're amazing, I love you, I can s—" Damn. Guy doesn't have a muffler on a motorcycle. The PUA manipulates woman by saying, "Oh, you're beautiful, you're amazing, I want to get to know you." And the minute he gets her pussy, he throws her in the garbage can. So again, you really can't blame woman for taking the safe route and going out to the beta male and a soy boy and an oofy doofy when she knows that PUAs are predators who just want to get her pussy while manipulating her. And again, at the same time, thanks to Tinder and other dating apps, every woman out there has Chad, Tyrone, Miguel, and the murderer on speed dial. So there's really no need for a woman to get picked up at the bar, nightclub, and or the pub anymore, okay? So again, if you guys want to get with women in 2022, you need to understand two things. Number one, you're gonna be sharing that woman. Let me say that one more time, okay? Did I say 2021? 2022. In 2022, guys, you're gonna be sharing your girl with other guys. Again, I don't make the rules. I know a lot of you out there are saying, Amr, ain't no way I'm sharing my girl with, you know, the whole community. Look, man, that's what these women want. They want to be shared. They want to fuck as many guys as they want. They want to have as much fun as they can have. Okay? So you're going to be sharing that girl with other dudes. Get over it. That's number one. Number two, because you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, you're not a murderer, you know, she's not going to chase after you. Therefore, you have to put yourself in social functions where you have access to women. Now, the only good thing here, again, is that because of Red Pill, you have a leg up compared to the soy boy, beta male, and oofy doofy dude. Okay, that's the best you can hope for. The best you can hope for as an average looking dude is to be the best of the worst when it comes to being a woman's option. And again, I can't say dating. Dating is gone. Relationships are gone. It's all about hooking up, having fun, like Coach, what was his name? Corey Wayne said. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.